The infamous drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has been found guilty on all 10 counts after 11 weeks of testimony about his vast drug smuggling conspiracy. NPR's Sarah Gonzalez is here. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
And El Chapo reportedly had no reaction after the jury left. He waved and smiled at his wife, who smiled and touched her heart, and then said she felt good about the verdict. I mean, maybe they think he will escape again, as he has twice from Mexican jails, because he is facing life now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is facing life in prison, and he is basically most known for his tunnels. That is the way that he smuggled drugs into the United States, but that is also – or one of the ways. But that is also the way that he escaped from a prison in Mexico. The cartel dug a mile-long tunnel that led right into the shower in his prison cell, and he crawled down in, and there was a motorcycle waiting for him at the bottom to help him escape.
Well, maybe the smiles are thinking that will happen again, but remind us of the crimes.
So he was found guilty of all 10 counts against him, which were all related to drug trafficking, engaging in a criminal enterprise, being the leader or one of the leaders of the Sinaloa drug cartel in Mexico, international distribution of marijuana, cocaine, heroin, money laundering, using firearms, conspiracies to commit murders. He was found guilty of all 10 counts. And of course, there were a bunch of violations under each of those counts as well.
And allegations that he had sex with underage girls, that former Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto accepted a $100 million bribe from him. His defense attorneys, you know, just called the witnesses people who lied every day of their lives, miserable, selfish lives. No love lost there. But what about the money? Where's the money?
So the U.S. has said that they believe El Chapo earned $14 billion over his career. The United States has not found any of that money or assets. So the defense, during closing statements, the defense was saying this means that El Chapo doesn't have any of this money. He kept talking about how Mexico and even the United States have created sort of this myth of El Chapo, and that they have created this persona so that the Mexican authorities could have this major manhunt for him and the other drug cartel leaders could just kind of fly under the radar.
Hmm. Well, what happens to Guzman now? He's not going to be sentenced for months. Is there concern about keeping him from escaping, about keeping witnesses and jurors safe?
I think – so his sentencing is set for June 25th and he is facing life in prison. The jurors – are anonymous. What was interesting was that they weren't sequestered during the trial, which lasted almost 3 months. So every night they would go home with a federal marshal who was sort of like a bodyguard for them, I guess. And I'm not sure. As far as him escaping from United States prison, this is one of the reasons why he was extradited to the United States, was because he is wanted in Mexico and in a lot of places in the United States. And the United States basically said, you know, he's not going to escape from a prison here. He had escaped twice from two Mexican prisons.
Yeah. Well, and the court says they are doing things to keep the jurors and the witnesses safe, but they are not going to say what they are. NPR's Sarah Gonzalez on the jury verdict today. El Chapo found guilty on all 10 counts. Sarah, thanks so much.
Of course.